good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News Package for today, Monday, October 26, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Roseau South MP invites stakeholders to discuss solutions to the high dropout rates in Dominica schools. 2 months after Erica, residents from Collihoe to Dublin say the water supply situation is still intolerable. Former educator fears Prime Minister Skerritt may have misled Dominicans about the purpose of his 10 days overseas. George orders Wendy's players to pay compensation for sharing explicit photos of ex-lover. Processed meats do cause cancer, according to the WHO. The news is brought to you, Compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Feel the difference with affordable air conditioned units from Quartz. And right now, you can beat the heat with split units starting at only $1,399 cash or $19 weekly. So come in today and get the air conditioned unit that gives you the cool comfort you want. Only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says he's holding discussions with very powerful stakeholders in Dominica to devise a legal and strategic plan, along with the appropriate authorities, to shift the current pandemonium to a positive solution that will combat the high dropout rates which are occurring at high school levels in Dominica. Mr. Francis is urging all stakeholders to support his move, as these are the nation's children and the nation's future. He said we must ask ourselves, do we want a society that is dysfunctional, with no hope of rehabilitation due to a high level of illiteracy and violent crimes among our people, or do we want a prosperous country made up of persons who are morally sound?
So in terms of bringing this forward, you care to share any light as to the specifics at this time? Will there be some sort of forum to be held, inviting stakeholders?
Well, definitely, as I said, it has to start somewhere. We're going to start with the discussion. I have already engaged persons within the judiciary, most of the police officers, some police officers, that is, and in terms of formalize it. As to why is it that police officers may be reluctant to enforce the law? I had a conversation with a police officer along that line. I asked, if you really go to first night and you see 12-year-old hanging in the bed, why is he or she supposed to be at school? Would you ask that child a question? Would you ask the child, where is your parent? Why are you not at school? And if upon his or her findings that the child is supposed to be at school but the child chose not to go to school, would he look for the parent and to take the necessary legal steps? And he said to me, no, because that has not been the practice. So the young girl, the system would tell that child in that circumstance, because the police has that responsibility to go out and make an inquiry, whether he calls the parent, then take it to the social welfare officer. The social welfare officer department should be activated and then take the necessary steps by talking to the parent, going to the school, talking to the principal, trying to find out exactly why that child is not at school and taking it from there. So I think we have to start with a conversation. And once the conversation starts, then we're hoping that it will go beyond.
MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, is concerned over the high rates of dropouts in Dominica schools. Francis says he's in the process of finding out the numbers of dropouts in his constituency and will find a way to address that issue wherever it exists. High school dropout rates have been a matter of concern for some years in certain parts of Dominica, and Francis is determined to find out how many students under the age of 18 are out of school in the Roseau South constituency, which he represents.
We have to look out for every child, particularly those who seem to be marginalized at school. And you must ask yourself a question, who are these children? Children are more likely to be poor people's children. They're more likely to be children who are struggling financially, children of families, who struggle financially, children of families who have difficulties in meeting their day-to-day expenses.
Right.
And we cannot just sit by and allow these children to continue to fall deeper and deeper in social and economic gaps. We have a moral and social responsibility, as well as a legal responsibility, to ensure that these children are taken good care of. And therefore, by taking this matter to the table, I'm hoping that all stakeholders will become more sensitive to the matter and will take the necessary steps. At least we've got to start somewhere. We've got to have the conversation and hope that the person responsible will come forward and to take the necessary steps to curb what appears to be a disturbing trend around Dominica. If an ordinary person were to go around Dominica right now, during school hours, you would find that a significant number of students who ought to be in school or who are supposed to be at school, children who are under 16, are laying around the block. That is unacceptable. We're talking about improving the human resource capital. We're talking about improving the intellectual stock of Dominica. We cannot and should not take it for granted that some children should simply drop out of school.
He explained that Section 27 of the Education Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica stated that every child shall attend the school from the first day of the school calendar in the school year, following that in which he attains the lower age of the compulsory school age, until the last day of the school calendar in the school year which he attains 16 years of age, or at the end of which he obtains a school leaving certificate or diploma awarded by the school, whichever occurs first.
High school dropout rate is not just a social issue, it is a legal issue, because the Education Act of Dominica has provisions which stipulate that children ought to be in school up to 16 years old. In other words, it's mandatory, and that is in keeping not only with our local laws, but universal laws. The Declaration of Human Rights and the Status of Children on an international level provides for children to be at school up to 15. So when children drop out of school, we must not take it for granted, because ultimately that will create a societal problem, not only for the families of the children, but for all of us. Because children who drop out of school prematurely are more inclined to find themselves in deviant or delinquent activities and becoming criminals. And therefore, we must be sensitive and we must look out for every child. As this popular slogan in the United States of America goes, no child should be left behind. Likewise, in Dominica, we have to look out for every child, particularly those who seem to be marginalized at school. And you must ask yourself a question, who are these children? These children are more likely to be poor people's children. They are more likely to be children who are struggling financially, children of families, who struggle financially, children of families who have difficulties in meeting the day-to-day expenses.
Right.
And we can just sit by and allow the students to continue to fall deeper in social and economic gap.
Reporter Carlisle John Baptist reports that following the securing of an injunction prohibiting the first autopsy on the body of Lisa Peters and her dead unborn child, there seemed to be some disagreements between the mother of the deceased and the father of the infant of Lisa Peters' dead infant. John Baptist reported that the father demands an independent autopsy, which will be performed later this week, while the mother of the deceased Lisa Peters says she is not interested in an autopsy.
After the injunction was granted, the brief injunction, which was granted until the 23rd, they went back to court on Friday, and when they went back to court, the judge again granted a temporary injunction until this Friday come to deal with the matter. The autopsy was done defiantly, I must say, and of course you have two sides. You have the father of the deceased and you have the mother of the deceased, each of them pulling one way. But the father is adamant that he wants an independent autopsy performed, and so they're heading in that direction this week. And of course, the judge did indicate to the lawyer for the mother, who said to the judge that the mother was not interested in any more autopsies. And so the judge did indicate that if you're not, then do the necessary paperwork and bring it before me, and then I will deal with it accordingly.
John Baptist asks, why did the state rush to perform an autopsy if there was nothing to hide from the family of the deceased?
It is a lesson. I mean, someone is dead. The one part of the family is claiming suspicious activities. And And so they went to court trying to get an injunction to prevent the state from having an autopsy on the body. But it appeared that the state ran up and performed the autopsy. And I'm saying, if you have nothing to hide, why run and perform the autopsy, knowing full well that the people were in court trying to do the necessary paperwork, the injunction. So I found that very, very interesting. And that is where a lot of questions are being asked. Why did they run to have the autopsy?
Almost 2 months after Tropical Storm Erica ravaged Dominica, a few villages on the west coast from Collihoe to Dublin are still complaining of major water supply issues. One resident says while she understands the predicaments to an extent, she also believes that something can be done to solve the water issues for these villages, seeing that the rivers are unsafe to use or are drying up, and when water does come to the village, it is only for short periods of time, very early in the mornings. She calls on management of Duwasco to bring in experts, so if necessary, to find a solution because the situation is intolerable.
So I know it is difficult. Since after this storm, we have no water. Then he came on the radio, on the television, and saying the villages have water. How the villages can have water? You're getting the source from Portsmouth. They have to close Portsmouth for them to get a little bit of water. When the water comes to the village, probably 6 people have. I said, Collihoe, Biosh,
and Dublin.
So they have to close the source they get. Right now, they are getting the water from Portsmouth. But remember, they cannot leave Portsmouth without water because of the students, which I can understand. But what about the other villages? There must be another solution. And I don't think enough know what the solution is. And instead they get somebody from overseas to come and solve that problem. Because it's just ridiculous. They know the rivers. We cannot use the rivers. They know the rivers right now are drying up. You go there, you get skin rash. Everything is happening. So they're bringing water through. But it's just difficult. Everybody have that problem. And if enough doesn't know what to do, they just have to get somebody from the outside. Come on, man. There must be something that can be done to solve that problem. Every time they have to go close Portsmouth, you get in water for a day, night, no water, everybody have to run and shower. It's just pure nonsense.
Former educator Arundel Thomas alleges that Prime Minister Roosevelt's carrots may have left Dominica to participate in other dealings rather than just to support his wife during her pregnancy. The Prime Minister recently informed the Dominican public that he was leaving Dominica for a 10-day trip to be with his wife as she was having small complications with her pregnancy. However, unconfirmed reports are unfolding that the Prime Minister may not be in New York with his wife, but may have gone on to Singapore. Dominicans are now asking the question, if Mr. Skerritt is in Singapore, why is he there?
That there probably was no threat, no risk involved in that pregnancy. It was just an excuse for leaving Dominica. And at a time when here we need the Prime Minister to be with us, to go through the stress of the people of Delis and Tisavan, which is still unresolved. The people of Paradise Valley, the people of Collihoe, Dublin, they have water difficulties. They have and Koulibistri still struggling from the effects of Erica. And Mrs. Skerritt is in Hong Kong having a ball of a time. And not a word. Remember, he had gone to Macau on several occasions. Not a word to us. We read it from the international press. He was in Malaysia doing his My Dominica Trade House. Not a word to us. And he was in Langkawi, all these places signing checks of $300 million. Not a word to us. When will the eyes of Dominicans open and see that this man is just taking us for a ride?
Meantime, some new information appears to have surfaced regarding the Citizen by Investment program operated by the DLP administration. Former educator Arundel Thomas and former police officer Angelo Allen allege that reports indicate the DLP government may be discouraging persons from purchasing citizenship by investments through its own agency. They allege that the government may be encouraging persons wishing to purchase Dominican citizenships through the Citizenship by Investment program to go through an authorized agent, and the recommended agents are Mr. Alec Lawrence or the Nestum Group Limited.
AAA Investor Immigration Limited.
Names.
AAA.
That's a dead one.
Investor Immigration Limited.
I mean, that's a real con kind of.
But
a
if you want to go to the website, go to www.aaa-iiinvestorimmigrationlimited. That's aaa.ii. Riverbank, number 58, Riverbank, Roseau, Dominica.
Talk to me.
Duncan Stowe, good evening to you, sir. Mm. Okay, so an authorized agent. You can buy a passport. Don't go to the government to buy. Go to a government authorized agent such as Alec Lawrence Chambers. Yeah. And of course, that's Whitaker House, number 7 Old Street. Mm-hmm. You can go to Alec Lawrence and you can buy your passport. Or, if you don't want to deal with Alec Lawrence, he's a local guy. Why don't you, this sounds more sophisticated, buy your citizenship by investment from the Nestman Group Limited. But that's also at Alec Lawrence Chambers. Mm. So you can either buy your passport under Alec Lawrence name. Yeah, right there. Right there. Number 7 Old Street.
In the same building.
Same building.
So you can't just go and have one agent there for everybody.
No.
The money has to be shared.
Yeah, but well, Alec,
Dominican passport.
But Alec Lawrence is a local name.
UWP Deputy Political Leader and Roseau South MP Honorable Joshua Francis has fired back at Attorney Anthony Astafan in response to insulting remarks made by Astafan. Francis suggested if Astafan took the time to use his influence to improve the society or use whatever intellectual capacity he possessed towards new development strategies, it would be a more positive and engaging use of his time. Francis stated that Attorney Astafan seems comfortable in his choice to use the media to publicly hurl insults because of his wealth. However, Francis says in his capacity as MP for the Roseau South constituency, his focus is to create employment for his constituents who are in need.
Instead of using his talent and intellectual capital in political strategies which are unproductive, in the national development matrix and in a national development context, how pleasant it would be if he uses that talent to influence the government of Dominica to improve the judiciary, such as to build a rehabilitation center, such as to build training schools for the young person, such as to provide training for our police officers and magistrates. The point is that Senior Counsel Tony Astafan should influence the nation in a positive way. As for the case involving the Honorable Leonard Linton and Bernard Burns, that is behind us. There is a finality in the decision, and we are moving on. I don't understand why Senior Counsel Tony Astafan finds it appropriate to go on a radio station, get personal, hurl insults, and think that he's helping somebody. He is not. But again, he's comfortable in doing that. He doesn't have to worry about where the next cup of tea comes from. He doesn't have to worry about his medical services. He doesn't have to go to the President's Margaret Hospital if he would fall ill tomorrow. He doesn't have to worry about a job. As a parliamentary representative of the Roseau South constituency, that is my commitment to the people, and that's where I shall stay focused. My focus is to help in creating jobs for the people. It's to help to create better educational environment. It's to help to improve the physical infrastructure. It's to help that poor child who does not have a meal today to have one tomorrow.
In more news, West Indies cricketer Lendl Simmons has been ordered to pay his ex-lover $150,000 in compensation for sharing sexually explicit photos of her after they ended their relationship. The ruling was made this morning by High Court Frank Seifersad, who said Simmons had breached the confidentiality of his relationship with Therese Ho when he sent the photos of her naked and having oral sex with him to other people. In addition to ordering the compensation, Justice Seifersad ordered Simmons to delete any of the photographs he had and not to disseminate them any further. The copies of the photos used during the case are also to be destroyed, the judge said. And processed meats such as bacon, sausages, and ham do cause cancer, according to the World Health Organization. Its report said 50 grams of processed meat a day, less than 2 slices of bacon, increased the chance of developing colorectal cancer by 18%. Meanwhile, it said red meats were probably carcinogenic, but there was a limited evidence. The WHO did stress that meat also had health benefits. Cancer Research UK said this was a reason to cut down rather than give up red meat and processed meat, and added that an occasional bacon sandwich would do little harm. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP invites stakeholders to discuss solutions to the high dropout rates in Dominica schools. 2 months after Erica, residents from Collyhole to Dublin say the water supply situation is still intolerable. Former educator fears Prime Minister Skerritt may have misled Dominicans about the purpose of his 10 days overseas. Judge orders Windies player to pay compensation for sharing explicit photos of ex-lover. And processed meats do cause cancer, according to the WHO. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.